I think there's no question that Facebook and Twitter are changing journalism as we know it at the local level, at the national level. I think you see the correspondents on Fox, CNN constantly touting their pages. I think locally we've been a little more reserved and slower to initiate the process. I've been twittering, for a couple months now. I use my Twitter page primarily for work-related things. It's not a personal page for me. You know, I try to share some personal tidbits about what's happening on my weekend, where I'm going, but also the stories that I'm working on. And I think one thing that that I still think about is when I tweet, am I giving away too much about the story that I'm working on? And after the story airs, of course, there's, you know, no concern. But I think at least at a local level, that's something I have to think about. Am I tipping off the other guys with the story that I'm working on that day? So unfortunately, I think sometimes I'm probably a little more vague than I, you know, could be. But I, you know, try to update it. And certainly I think if people are interested, we still want them to watch our local news or go to our website to see the full story, or at least a link to the full story. My Facebook page, this is something that's been a real, really difficult situation for me. I've had Facebook since I was right out of college about 6 years ago. I was one of the, I think, one of the earlier Facebook users. And for me, it's still primarily a personal page. And I get requests every day from people that I have no idea who they are. And, you know, I, in fact, encourage most of them whom I don't, the people I don't know, to follow me on Twitter instead. Because I've tried to keep my Facebook professional and personal with people that I know.
So how is your Twitter feedback? Do you get any comments? Do you have a lot of followers?
I have like 144 followers. I'm following only about 70 people. I try to go in sometimes and change the number of people that I'm following. If I get a lot of updates that I consider, you know, useless, that I don't really care to read, you know, I'll go through and delete them. Delete those followers. But no, I have an actively promoted it. Like I said, we haven't promoted it on the air. Those are primarily people I know, or people, I guess, who've just found me.
Have you seen some people on Twitter that have surprised you?
I am surprised. The Texas DPS, Public Information Office, out of Austin, is on Twitter. And I had the occasion to talk to them last week about a story I was working on. And I said, so who's the Twitterer in your office? And the guy that answered the phone that I was talking to, one of the assistant PIOs, said, it's not me. I've only done it like once. I don't even know how to do it. And I kind of laughed and I said, well, who does? And they said, well, it's our main lady. And he said, why do you think it's stupid? And I said, no, absolutely not. I said, I actually have pulled a story idea or two from you guys. And I think you ask about how, you know, this has changed journalism. I think it's a lot. I think Twitter, Facebook, and email have made journalists much more accessible to stories. And I think our viewers will sort of eventually latch on to that. Not just our viewers, but our friends, people in the community who don't ever watch TV, know that they can get a hold of me pretty easily. And it's not going to go through, you know, eight people. It's going to come to me. And I think that's pretty empowering.
So now that a lot of people have access to the internet, they could post things up very easily. Do you think news viewers should be careful of that, wary of who they're getting their information from online?
Yes, I think the growth of people posting, whatever you want to call them, community journalist, you know, home journalist, web journalist, you know, I think people are going to have to be careful where they're getting their information from. There's always, you know, the old, just because you read it or hear it doesn't mean it's true. And I've stumbled upon quite a few stories that I thought would be fantastic stories that I read online on, you know, on people's Facebook pages or on Twitter. And, you know, you do some digging and realize, whoa, they kind of missed the story, or that, you know, that's not the way it is. And, you know, as journalists, it's our job to dig through that junk. But as a, you know, a reader who's sitting at home, just, you know, logging on to Twitter, following, you know, some news organization or someone who, you know, calls themselves a news organization, of course you've got to be careful. Does it hurt? I mean, I think it's always great to have multiple opinions out there and, you know, to get the facts out there. And I certainly think that Twitter makes it a lot easier to do that. You know, I was talking earlier about whether Twitter or Facebook are my favorite. I mean, I obviously use Facebook on a personal level. If you want my honest opinion, Twitter sometimes annoys me, but I think it serves some people's use. I get on there and just sort of scan it, see what the people I'm following have to say. I don't, you know, I check it a couple times a day, but don't spend a lot of time on there. Whereas my Facebook, you know, I consider it, you know, more of a, I'm certainly more connected to it, probably because I've had it longer. Will Twitter survive, or will people get annoyed with it?